Tomorrow night in Cleveland, Ohio, Vice President Dick Cheney and Senator John Edwards will meet for their one and only debate. New polls show the presidential race a dead heat after last week's presidential debate in Florida. Republicans are counting on Vice President Cheney to stop their ticket slide, while Democrats are looking to Edwards to continue their newfound momentum. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Historically, vice presidential debates get a smaller television audience than the encounters between the presidential candidates, but they have generated some famous moments.
Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
But they rarely determine the outcome of a race, says Bill Kristol, who was chief of staff for Dan Quayle.
My former boss, Dan Quayle, did very badly in 1988 when Lloyd Benson sort of suckered him with that John F. Kennedy line. Nonetheless, the Bush-Quayle ticket won by about 10 points in 1992. I think when Dan Quayle was vice president, I think he did quite well against Al Gore. Nonetheless, Clinton Gore beat Bush-Quayle, and that taught me at least that the vice presidential debates have very limited impact. The one thing they can do, though, is sort of put an issue in play, make a charge that resonates, say something that then gets picked up over the next few days.
That's what both John Edwards and Dick Cheney will be trying to achieve tomorrow night when they meet at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Cheney surprised a lot of people in 2000 when he debated vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman, who tried to call attention to the excellent economic record of the Clinton-Gore administration.
I think if you asked most people in America today that famous question that Ronald Reagan asked, are you better off today than you were 8 years ago, most people would say yes. And I'm pleased to say, see Dick from the newspapers, that you're better off than you were 8 years ago, too.
And most of it, and I can tell you, Joe, that the government had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Since then, Cheney has shown himself to be an able advocate of the administration's policies. Unlike President Bush, Cheney has subjected himself to hour-long Sunday morning grillings by NBC's Tim Russert. That, plus his position as an incumbent, makes him a formidable debating partner, says former Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro, who was the vice presidential candidate 20 years ago.
If you look back at 1984, I, too, was going up against an incumbent vice president. And you know what? If nothing else, the title during the course of the debate, Mr. Vice President, what is your view on this? I think that's what John Edwards is going to run up against here as well.
Republicans point out that John Edwards is more than able to confront the vice president. Although he has less than 6 years' experience in the Senate, he's a seasoned trial lawyer with plenty of experience convincing juries to award his clients multimillion-dollar verdicts. Edwards and Cheney present a vivid contrast. Cheney is older, balder, and dour. Edwards, with a full head of shiny hair, is perpetually sunny on the stump, according to Shanto Iyengar, a specialist in mass communications at Stanford University.
I think as a political scientist, the most interesting contrast is the style of campaigning. Cheney has taken the typical vice presidential role, which is to say he's the attack dog for the Bush campaign, and he's the one making the more outrageous, controversial statements vis-a-vis the opposition, such as recently that the United States would be more vulnerable to a terrorist attack should the Kerry ticket be elected.
That ambivalence has bothered some Democrats, and it's become a subject for reporters' questions on the campaign trail, including those of NPR's Nina Totenberg.
With all deference, Senator, you're not a very mean guy on the stump.
Well, what I am is somebody who can effectively make the case against this administration. It's exactly what I'm going to do. I can also make the case for why John Kerry needs to be president, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
In the last few weeks, Edwards has become tougher in his attacks, and aggression is exactly what Bill Kristol expects to see tomorrow night from both men.
That's the main thing that strikes me about this vice presidential debate. Unlike Cheney-Lieberman, where they were both kind of statesmanlike, unlike Kemp-Gore in 96, where Kemp did not really want to go on the attack, this is a debate where both Cheney and Edwards are really going to be on the attack.
And unlike that famous moment in 1988 when Lloyd Benson made Dan Quayle the target, tomorrow night, John Edwards and Dick Cheney are each expected to keep the focus on the top of the opposing ticket, not on each other. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.